I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please share these podcasts with others so that we can disseminate our message more efficiently. They can be found on our website at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. This week's podcast is dedicated to the memory of Shena Fega bat Reb Chaim Isaac HaKohen. The Torah portion for this week is called Chukat. Moses and Aaron were in mourning for the death of their sister Miriam, and the people were complaining bitterly about their sudden lack of water. God tells Moses to gather the people, speak to a rock in order to extract water to satisfy the people's thirst. Moses was determined to get the water, so instead of following God's instructions to speak to the rock, he decided to hit the rock twice with his rod. The water came gushing out. The Torah goes on to say that Moses did not trust in God, and therefore he would be denied the privilege of entering the promised land. Many commentators wonder why Moses, an otherwise great leader, would receive such a harsh punishment. The Talmud and others seem to focus on Moses' insufficient faith. There is another component to this narrative which often gets lost in the shuffle. Rashi points out in a simple but yet profound way that Moses lost his temper. In that vein, I am really not so sure that God was so fixated on severely punishing Moses. It was understandable that Moses became worn out and impatient. The people had needled him since leaving Egypt. His frustration was only natural. I would have to surmise it was really a question of effectiveness. After Moses had displayed such a negative trait in public, he could not realistically serve in such an important role with any degree of effectiveness. One cannot be effectual in leading a community while angry. As stellar as Moses was, he made an error which was irreparable, and his exceptional qualities did not mitigate the fact that his image as a leader was now grossly tarnished. He looked like a king wearing an elegant crown with torn pants. He ultimately became a clown in the eyes of the people. This lesson can apply not only to a community leader, but to anyone who might be in charge of others, a parent, a teacher, someone who oversees employees, or even a babysitter who has a child under his or her care. Whenever you are dealing with people, you are going to be disappointed. And whichever way you choose to deal with your disappointment, whether your response is easygoing or on the harsher side, never exercise your authority from a position of anger. Because if you do, the person or people you are entrusted to serve will lose their faith in you, and your influence and impact will be significantly diminished. The fact remains that it is not an easy task to compel people under our aegis to do the right things. Who among us has not lost it from time to time? I too get tired or angry both personally and professionally when people either deliberately disobey me or misunderstand me. I have learned that sometimes it is best to pause for a bit or even a couple of days before addressing those who might agitate me in some way. The story is told of a very religious gentleman who did not have a secular education or any other productive skill set which would enable him to make a living. So he decided he wanted to teach in a yeshiva school. This person knew, however, that he had a massive temper. So he went to an important rabbi to seek advice about what to do. And the rabbi told him that he should not be teaching people because his temper would undermine the important message he was trying to convey. The gentleman responded, however, that he needed to make an income just like everyone else. The rabbi's response to him was, "Drive a taxi." Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.